French cement company Lafarge has pleaded guilty to paying millions of dollars to the Islamic State group so a plant in Syria could remain open. U.S. Attorney Breonne Peace calls it a first-of-its-kind case.
Lafarge made a deal with the devil.
That was back in 2013 and 14. Now they pay fines of $91 million plus forfeiting $687 million, according to the agreement. Deputy U.S. Attorney General Lisa Monaco says while many Western countries left Syria because of terrorists, Lafarge made a different decision.
To go into business with ISIS and al-Nusra, two of the world's most notorious and brutal terrorist organizations.
Lafarge ended up merging with another company, which fired those executives, but emails and other evidence uncovered the payments. I'm Julie Walker.